on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
A Newstalk breakfast will be speaking to O.J. Simpson's lawyer. He's all over the papers today. That's O.J. and the fact that he's died. The Irish Daily Star, O.J. dead at 76. The Irish Daily Mirror, infamous O.J. dead at 76. And the Irish Sun, good riddance is the headline there. Disgraced O.J. Simpson has died aged 76, with reality star Caitlyn Jenner blasting good riddance. OJ famously led cops on a televised car chase in LA, this is according to The Sun, after ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her pal Ron Goldman were killed. And of course, OJ Simpson was sensationally acquitted in 1995. Caitlyn Jenner saying good riddance. Caitlyn's ex-wife Kris Jenner was best friends with Nicole Brown Simpson, and the Kardashian family very involved because Robert Kardashian, the father, was one of OJ's lawyers as well. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, some way involved too, a friend of Rob Kardashian maybe. Anyway, they're all linked. It's all a big LA story there. Real mixed bag in terms of the coverage in the papers of OJ Simpson, people trying to reflect his sporting career and then obviously what went on after that and the big trial as well. So you can read lots about it in the papers. There's many pages dedicated to it. On to other stories. The Irish Daily Mail, the secret last minute change that gifted Fianna Fáil a Fine Gael ministry. A last minute verbal change by the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris this week gifted the Gaeltacht ministry to Fianna Fáil on a chaotic first day in office. So it was reported earlier in the week that Fine Gael gave up the ministry as they couldn't find a TD who'd strong enough Irish to take on the job. But now the Irish Daily Mail can reveal that the confidential memo circulated to ministers at Cabinet stated that the government chief whip, Hildegard Nocton, would be appointed as minister for the Gaeltacht. So she was named in the memo at Cabinet. And then Simon Harris told the Cabinet meeting that actually the portfolio was being given to Fianna Fáil. So a bit of chaos there and a bit of drama on day one of Simon Harris as Taoiseach. The Irish Independent, staying with Simon Harris, they reckon that a planned referendum on an important EU court is now in serious doubt. So obviously the government suffered two referendum defeats recently. Simon Harris probably doesn't want a repeat of that. So he's worried about being defeated again in a referendum. And we are due this vote. It's not a very exciting vote, but apparently it's very important. The vote is whether we join the Unified Patents Court, making it easier for Irish businesses to protect their ideas. Now, if you thought the last two referendums were difficult to sell, this one is certainly difficult to make sexy. But anyway, it was going to be held with the European and local elections on the 7th of June. But now Simon Harris is wary of that, so he could postpone it because he doesn't want another defeat. The Irish Examiner looks at road safety. Another devastating 24 hours on our roads. More people killed, two more young men. The fatalities so far this year, and we're only into April, the middle of April, is 63 deaths on our roads. But the news is, in the Examiner, that all uniformed Gardaí must conduct half an hour of high visibility roads policing in their shifts. This is a directive from the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, and he says supervisors will ensure compliance of frontline members with the directions. So if you're in a Garda uniform during your shift, you have to do 30 minutes of roads policing, obviously, unless something else more important comes up and you're investigating something. But in general, as part of a normal shift, you'll have to go out onto the roads and be visible for half an hour. The Irish Times says support is growing for recognition of Palestine. Ireland is working with Spain and a number of other countries to build support for the formal recognition of the state of Palestine. Obviously, Simon Harris was over in Brussels and in Poland talking about this. And I believe that the Spanish Prime Minister is due in Ireland today. So they'll obviously be discussing that. We don't want to go out on a limb in Ireland. It seems we want to join other EU countries in recognising the state of Palestine. And Simon Harris says support is growing. The Israelis are furious. They're expressing their fury at Ireland's intention to recognise the state of Palestine. And they sent out a very strong statement yesterday criticising Taoiseach Simon Harris. The Children's Hospital, never far from the headlines. More on it today inside the Irish Times. The government wants children to be treated in the new National Children's Hospital next year, according to the Health Minister. The figure we have at the moment, that of course could change, is €2.2 billion. That's how much it'll cost. And Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says the contractor reckons the hospital will be ready to be handed over to the state in the final quarter of this year. And he fully expects that children will be treated next year and that they will, the state will get the hospital at the end of this year. They need 6 months, apparently, to get the facility fully ready to treat children. Now, on to lighter news. The Sun has another story about a TV show making a comeback. And really, when you read all of these stories, it feels like there's no creativity in television anymore. They're just repeating shows from the past. So we've had the return of Blind Date, we've Gladiators back. Now we're told that This Is Your Life is going to make a surprise return to our TV screens 17 years on. Who will present it? Well, The Sun says that it's between Susanna Reid, Kate Garraway and Fiona Bruce. They're believed to be in the frame to host the TV show, which first aired back in 1955 when Eamon Andrews pounced on celebrities before taking them to a studio filled with their family and friends to talk about their life and times. He presented hundreds of shows. I don't remember Eamon Andrews doing it. I do remember Michael Aspel doing it until it was axed back in 2003. We don't know which channel is going to show it, although if Susanna Reid and Kate Garraway are in the mix, that to me says that it could be ITV maybe rather than the BBC that shows it. Staying with TV news, Netflix has revealed, according to the Times of London, that they have two new TV projects with Harry and Meghan. Meghan is going to do a cookery show. They have a multi-million euro deal or multi-million dollar deal with Netflix. The first show is a cooking series that Meghan will executive produce. The other will feature professional polo, which is a sport loved by Harry. So it's going to be about polo and cooking, if you're interested in what they're up to. Staying with the horses in the Star, they have a preview of the Aintree Grand National tomorrow. Now, normally, if you're trying to pick a winner for the Grand National, you really just stick a pin in the paper because there's 30 or 40 entries. It's impossible to pick a winner. But in the Star, they tell us that top statisticians have predicted that JP McManus will win. He'll be celebrating his third Aintree Grand National win tomorrow because the number crunchers reckon that JP's Irish-trained mare, Limerick Lace, will be the winner of the Grand National. They've also factored in Adamantly Chosen, trained by Willie Mullins, to go close. So there's two Irish entries there for the Grand National. A bit easier to predict now, and also the Grand National has gone a bit safer. But years ago, it literally was close your eyes and stick a pin in a paper. But there you go. That's what the statisticians reckon, that it's going to be Limerick Lace that'll win tomorrow's Grand National. And finally, from the Star, we have our favourite lunchtime meal. The chicken fillet roll has been voted Ireland's favourite lunchtime takeaway. It's the top choice of 41% of people surveyed. Obviously, it's a bestseller at garages and convenience stores. This is a survey by Circle K, which finds that the chicken fillet roll is ahead of other deli food staples like a chicken and stuffing sandwich, the BLT and the chicken Caesar wrap. I don't see a ham and cheese sandwich there, which is what I go for. Maybe that's a bit too basic there. Just a warning, though, chicken fillet roll has about 1,000 calories. And our favourite breakfast food is a breakfast roll. 51% of people say they prefer breakfast roll to sausage rolls and jam buns. We're even particular about how we want it served. 61% of us like our sandwiches cut diagonally rather than in half, while butter is our favourite spread ahead of mayonnaise and relish. That's in the Star today on the chicken fillet roll. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.